Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about today an attitude of gratitude, which, you know, is kind of appropriate for the Thanksgiving season. And in the Hebrew, Thanksgiving is really shown with arms, sometimes a handshake, and sometimes just hands lifted up. And that's a physical attribute of showing thanksgiving, but we can also lift our hearts in thanksgiving. But it requires us to open our hearts. It requires us to let down our walls. It requires us to be exposed to God. And His radiation, you know, if we're exposed to too much radiation physically, it can be really bad for you. But the radiation, the radiance of God, the shiningness of God, the glory of God, you can't get overexposed to. So this morning, let's just see how much exposure we can get to God's glory. Let's just see how much we can experience His greatness and goodness in us. So that we can just, you know, fill up on something and say, oh good, you know, that was a great meal, but so that we can be something else to this lost and dying world, so that we can be a light, so that we can be love, so that we can be Him radiating through us to others. So Father, we thank You for this opportunity to get together, and Lord, we just are thankful, Lord, for You being in our lives. And as the song says, there's 10,000 reasons, Lord, there's more than that, but we just want to use every moment that we have this morning to give You the praise and the honor and the worship and the thankfulness that You're due. We have grateful hearts this morning, Lord. We're thankful for living in the United States. We're thankful for being in a free country, Lord, a country, Lord, where we have the ability to have liberty and freedom, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for those who have died for those freedoms and have fought for those freedoms, Lord. We appreciate and we're grateful, Lord, for the men and women and from the past, present, and will be in the future, Lord, that allows us to remain free. And we know, Lord, that You are the main reason that we're free, because the Son has made us free. Lord, that Your truth has made us free, and You are truth. So we just thank You for what You're going to do ahead of time in our lives and in our hearts today. In Jesus' name.
my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy.
is your faithfulness. Faithful you are. Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen.
I want us to go back to this beautiful Savior just because of the power of these words. You have brought me near. You've pulled me from the ashes. You've broken every curse. That's not a reason to rejoice. If that's not a reason to sing, if that's not a reason to be grateful and thankful, you know, I don't know what is.
Beautiful Savior, you have brought me near. You pulled me from the ashes. You have broken every curse. Blessed Redeemer, you have set this captive free. Lord, I can't help but see.
Built on nothing less. strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. We'll be right back.
so kind to me.
Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Down before him. So as we're worshiping this morning, I'm standing in the back in case there was any people coming in later and hugging and loving, and I just get a sense today that there is a spirit of discouragement in some of us. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to turn my back, and I'm going to just ask, because it says, bear your cross and wait for the crown till the world of the treasure you have found. Jesus is calling. Jesse, can you put on some soft music for me? I'm just wondering how many people in this room, in this very room right now, will be bold enough to say they have some discouragement in their heart this morning. That if you are feeling weighted down, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling just like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, I just want all of us to be brave enough to say, I have a bit of that discouragement this morning. Would you just raise your hand? Everybody, close your eyes. Just raise your hand if that's you this morning. Everybody's eyes shut. Do you feel that bit of discouragement? Do you need to come today? Jesus is calling today for you to encourage your spirit. It says for us to come together to encourage one another. That's why we're here today, is to bring encouragement to one another. So if you're a person with your hand raised, I want you to be bold enough to take a step, and I want you to just come and just line up here in the altar, because it says come to the altar. Just come out and just stand here if that's you. And if it is you, I want you to begin right now to trade the ashes, to trade the sorrow for joy, to give it to Him, if you can't physically bow down before Him, just in your spirit, give it to Him and take up the encouragement, the spirit of encouragement, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name. So if there's anybody else that's not come up, well, it looks like almost the whole church. Just extend your hands this way. We're going to pray for each one another. And Father, we're just going to lay our hands on one another. We're going to encourage the spirit in you. We're encourage the spirit in you. I had a lot of weight on this little heart this year. A lot of hurt. And Jesus, we pray for encouragement for him today, God. Let him see Jesus in the midst of all of the things that have been happening with their family this year, God.
And so just, I just want to encourage you guys that even in the dry period, you're doing
Is the Lord. Well, amen. We don't have time to get into the message. It's got a lot, so. Yeah. So, was there anyone else that was up here to be prayed for? And, well, come on up then. If this is obviously what the Lord wanted to do. So, anyone who was up here for prayer and didn't feel like they got what they needed yet, please come up. And if you are at the place where you've already received what you got, then just believe with faith, with all the faith you can muster for the individuals that come up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. So this was about discouragement. So, you know, it says to lift up those hands that hang down. And what that means is that the lifting up of the hands isn't just, you know, like, you know, I give up, even though that's a good symbol. I give up, Lord, I can't do this myself. But it's also being thankful in the situation. Because even in the most difficult times, God will take those circumstances and make them for our good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
First you got to give them up.
You have to lift up those hands that hang down. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Father, right now we just bless your children. We bless them, Lord. And Lord, as it was happened that Aaron and her lifted up Moses' hands, Lord, I lift up my brother's hands right now. And I say, be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged. Know that the weight was carried on the cross of this moment. That the chastisement of peace, of your peace, was upon Christ. So you don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to be weighted down. You can receive his peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace that will guard your heart and your mind. Just release that over my brother right now in Jesus' name. Top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Let him experience everything you desire for his life. Thank you, Lord. We bless our brother right now. We bless him, Lord, with encouragement. We bless him, Lord, with wisdom. We bless him, Lord, with your grace and your truth. Let your glory shine bright in his heart. exalt your name, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. You are worthy, worthy to be praised, worthy to be worshipped and adored.
We praise your name. Thank you, Lord, for being in our life today.
Amen.
So since today has gone all Jesus on us a little bit, I have something I want to read to you guys that the Lord showed me this morning, and it kind of went along with the message of gratitude, but it also speaks to me about responsibility that we have in our gratitude. So the reason this hit me so hard is because I believe that my dad served on this naval ship at one point. It wasn't one of the big ones that he served on for a long period of time. I know he just went on it for just a few days to help them out, but it was called the Kitty Hawk. I don't know if any of you all have ever heard of the Kitty Hawk, but Charles Plum, a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, was a jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist prison. He served that ordeal and now lectures about lessons learned from the experience. One day when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up and said, "You're Plum. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down." And he said, "How in the world did you know that?" "I packed your parachute," the man said. Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man pumped his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." Plum couldn't sleep that night thinking about that man. Plum says, "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a naval uniform, a Dixie cap hat, a bib on the back, and belt-bottom trousers. I wondered how many times I might have passed him on the Kitty Hawk. I wondered how many times I might have seen him and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you?' or anything, because, you see, I was a fighter pilot, and he was just a sailor." Plum thought about the many hours the sailor had spent on a long wooden table in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the scales for each chute, holding in his hand each time the fate of someone he did not know. Now Plum asks his audience, who's packing your parachute? Everyone has someone who provides what they need to make it through the day. So the application is pride. Don't allow your pride to blindfold you to people who provide the parachutes in your life and the lives of others. Another application, encouragement and gratitude. Take time out to encourage and thank the people who provide parachutes in your life. Application, community, church, spiritual gifts. Charles Plum's experiences reminds us that every community needs every person playing their part if it's to function successfully. Some of those parts will be the glamorous roles, like the fighter pilot, while others will be behind the scenes, out of the way, and apparently unimportant jobs, like the parachute packing in the bowels of a ship. But all are very vital. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because some of us may feel like the fighter pilot, and some of us may feel like the sailor packing the parachute. If you're the pilot, obviously, we should be grateful. But if you are the parachute person and you feel unthanked, if you feel like no one cares about the gift that you have, understand that God does.
Yeah.
Understand that God has a need for every single job, every single need, every single ministry. He has a place for every single person. I said something to Cheyenne this morning. I said, God knew you would be here today. It shouldn't come as a surprise to us that everyone sitting here, God had already come before you. He already knew that you would be doing what you're doing, ministering to our Sweet Perez family, ministering to other people, loving on one another, encouraging one another. He knew you would be here. He knows if you're a fighter pilot, or he also knows if you're a parachute packer. He knows who you are and where you serve. He knows that already. The place is, and the point that I'm trying to make is, we need to be grateful where we're at. I learned a long time ago, if I cannot be grateful where I am, God has a hard time moving me to another place. He has a hard time moving me on into another place, because I'm so discouraged by where He's placed me. But I need to become thankful in where I'm at. When I become thankful and grateful, and I'm encouraged in the fact that I know that He knows that I'm here, then He will be able to move me to another place. I don't want to redo my life again. I don't want to go through the hurts and the pains and the struggles that I've lived. I want to have learned from them. I want to be convicted when I come to church. I want to grow when I come. I don't want it to just be a checkoff list. I say it all the time. God knows where you are. He knows what you do. He knows what your giftings are. He knows who you are. He knows you, the inside you that you think nobody else knows. He knows you. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And His heart beats violently in His chest over you. Violently, His heart beats. Not just pumps. It beats violently for you because He loves you that much that He would plan it for you to be encouraged today. Who wouldn't love a God like that? Who couldn't love a God like that? I mean, it's beyond my imagination. Beyond my imagination. So be encouraged today, whether you are one or the other or fall somewhere in between. God has need of every one of us. He loves each one of us so deeply. We have so much to be thankful for. We need to look at what we have to be thankful for instead of looking at what we don't have.
Amen. Well, we're going to sing a song just to help you out, Jesse. It's Give Thanks. No, it's not. You have to grab it. So anyone who wants to sing on the worship team, please come help me. Oh, just...
sec. When I wanted to sing the song this morning, he goes, well, it's kind of an old school song. I said, yeah, it is. And so we picked another song. But then as we were ministering and everything, I just thought, you know, we do need to finish with this because it has a powerful line in it. So we're going to give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Of what the Lord has done for us. That's talking about how to view yourself when you're giving thanks, to realize that even though your circumstances look one way, they're really another way. So let's sing this one more time. Give thanks. Just thank you. Yeah, if you want to clap, we can clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your love being in our lives. Thank you for the richness, Lord, of your presence. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that as we leave here today, Lord, that we would carry that thankful, grateful heart with us and maintain it through the rest of this week, Lord, so that we do not let the circumstances of life, we do not let the heaviness, Lord, of past, Lord, weigh us down, or the heaviness, Lord, of something that may even happen this week, Lord. We give thanks and we praise you, Lord, and we continue to be grateful for all that we have now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Have a great week. And we love you guys.